Hour. WGCH News Center time is 8:22, and I'm joined now by Sheila Matthews, a Westport resident who's co-founder of AbleChild.org, Parents for Label and Drug-Free Education. She's going to be traveling up to Hartford to talk about mental health legislation and an amendment that would educate healthcare workers about the availability and use of the FDA's MedWatch system. Sheila, good morning. Welcome. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks so much, Tony, for having Able Child on this morning.
Sure. No problems getting in with the snow and everything?
It's beautiful out, but very. You have to be careful.
You do have to be careful. All right, great. Tell us about, first, let's kind of set the scene here. What is the MedWatch system? What's the FDA's MedWatch system, and then how this plays into the legislation?
Sure. The FDA's MedWatch system was put out in the 1990s, and basically it's an adverse drug reporting system for the consumer and caregivers. So basically, if you have an adverse event regarding psychiatric drugs or any drugs, you have the ability to report it to the FDA. The FDA gathers that data, goes to the drug companies, and says, listen, we have consumers are having reactions to this drug. You either have to reformulate it, relabel it, or even pull it from the shelves. So it's a very, very important consumer tool.
Okay, so you want this included in mental health legislation?
That's correct. Basically, in the aftermath of Sandy Hook, there was a huge bill passed in the dead of night without public hearings, expanding more mental health, which absolutely is something Able Child is not supporting because the files of the shooter are still missing. But we do want to take this opportunity to amend the bill to ensure the consumer has the right to report adverse events due to psychiatric drugs.
And this comes to the heart of what AbleChild.org is about, correct?
That's correct.
Tell us a little bit about your organization.
Sure. Able Child focuses on informed consent and the right to refuse psychiatric drugs, products, and services. Our real focus is informed consent. So basically making sure moms and dads know all the information before they place their children on psychiatric drugs. So our mission was developed by myself and another mother who had coercion in the school systems to place the children on the psychiatric medications. Mm-hmm. So that's why we started Able Child.
Have you gotten a pushback from parents or other people that'll say, you know, the people need their meds, you know, when they get off their meds, that's when the problem starts?
No, actually, we've gotten a tremendous amount of support from the actually the residents of Newtown in the aftermath. They want to see the mental health records of the shooter to determine what went wrong. And Able Child's never been opposed to the consumer using any kind of product or service that they deem necessary. Our concern is making sure that consumer has all the information before they place their children on these drugs.
When will you be going up to Hartford?
I'm actually going up there today. We're going to, our organization is going to be distributing the FDA MedWatch consumer reporting information to all legislators with our language of the amendment, which is saying, listen, you really need to train. If you're going to push more mandated mental health onto parents, you have to inform them. And so we're going to try to include training for the caregivers to know about the MedWatch system. Mm-hmm. If we don't know about it, if the consumer doesn't know about it, they cannot use it.
The session just opened a week and a day ago. Have you had any chance to speak with lawmakers? Have you gotten any reaction?
Tony, I'm having a difficult time getting in to see the legislators. And, it's very frustrating because our organization has been on the Sandy Hook issue since, we filed the Freedom of Information Act to get the records of the shooter. And I know I was on your show discussing that. So we are knocking on doors and we're hoping that they get answered by the legislators. It is an exhausting process, but we continue to plow forward.
Why do you think that this has been, that you've been, it's been tough to get in the door?
Because I'm up against the drug companies in the psychiatric industry. Mm-hmm. And I'm not, to be blunt, I am not contributing to the legislators' reelection campaigns. And this is a short session. And, you know, we have a stake in this issue, and it is the consumer, and it's the child. So we're up against a big system.
I was going to say that this is something obviously you're passionate about, but there's 78 other types of things that probably say, you know, get in line that other people want to lobby them about, right?
That's correct. But, you know, when we have the mental health records of the school shooter missing and lawmakers taking up legislation that directly relates to the Sandy Hook mass murder suicide, you know, all voices should be heard, okay. You know.
So you're hoping that the amendment to the legislation would make it a mandatory part of the 12-hour training program, which has already been funded, that information regarding the FDA's MedWatch system be provided by the school's Safe Choice Climate Coordinator in writing at the time of any mental health intervention.
Right. So actually, we're not even opposing their, you know, the psychiatric or the drug company's initiative here. What we're doing is we're saying, listen, if you're going to do this initiative, you need to train people in the MedWatch system and make sure the consumer knows about it.
Mm-hmm. All right, fantastic. So you're heading up there today. And yeah. Now it is the short session, which is budgetary matters. Has anybody said to you, well, this isn't a budgetary matter?
Well, we're not asking for you to spend any money or to delete money. What we're asking for is informed consent. It's free.
All right, great. Sheila, we'll have you on again and get an update on how things are going with you.
Thanks so much. Happy Valentine's Day.
Same to you. Thank you. That's Sheila Matthews, who is the co-founder of AbleChild.org, and that is their website.